Micaiah McRaven is a drummer, composer, and self-described beat scientist. His recordings blend live improvisation with the kind of studio remixing you might expect from a hip-hop producer. Some of McRaven's earlier albums reinterpreted jazz classics from the Blue Note Archives and Gil Scott-Heron. Now he's out with a new album called In These Times. It's a collection of original compositions that he's been refining for years. Here and Now's Chris Bentley met up with McRaven at his home in Chicago to talk about it.
One step into Micaiah McRaven's house, and you know you're in the home of a musician. There's a stand-up bass and a piano by the door, and in the living room, where some people might have a TV, there's a trombone.
I mean, I got some like random like trumpets and stuff like that around that I don't really play, but sometimes it's nice. Or in the case it doesn't really work, like a horn or something can also be like a piece of art.
Down in the basement studio, the collection continues. One drum kit is crammed into a side room that the home's previous owners used as a wine cellar.
You know, I got the little rack in
there. Still a wine rack on the wall.
That's how I mount the microphones.
Across the hall is his Wurlitzer electric piano, which he found broken in the basement of a school where he was giving a workshop. He fixed it up, and now you can hear it on some of his albums. Both of McRaven's parents are musicians, too, and he's still got the first instrument they ever gave him, a handmade, fretless electric bass. He's got drums from his dad and brothers, his mom's PA, and other hand-me-downs he's had for years.
It's almost like a balafon, set pieces of a balafon, but that was like hanging up in my home when I was a kid on the wall.
After the home studio tour, we sat down to talk about the new record. It's full of lush instrumentation, strings, horns, a harp, all locked into heavy grooves that McRaven has whittled out of odd meter time signatures. That's part of the meaning of the album's title, he says, In These Times. But it also evokes something more ethereal. It's an instrumental album, but the title track samples Harry Belafonte. Not one of the singer's songs, but an interview he did with the writer and historian Studs Terkel in 1955. They're talking about the black folk hero John Henry, who, the story goes, bested a steam-powered machine in a contest to see who could blast through rock fastest to form a railroad tunnel. Henry's heart gave out after winning. Belafonte quotes something John Henry might have said when he accepted the challenge.
So that I ain't really opposed to the machine. I just feel that the machine can't take the place of the soul and the sweat for the many men who died to help build this tunnel. And we got to finish it, and there just ain't no two ways about it.
On the title track, In These Times, McRaven and his band build up a thunderous rhythm underneath that sample that suddenly gives way to a contemplative melody.
And there just ain't no two ways about it.
What speaks to you about that sample? Like, how did you find it, and why did you want to include it to open the album?
Yeah, well, the idea of progress, following through with progress and those who came before us, you know, and this idea of marching forward through time and through challenges, you know, and I like questions, things that we ponder and think about, you know, even with like the title, like In These Times, and I'd rather it kind of be like a discussion than really a prescription by me, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I take your point. The album is, I think that's the only lyrical or the only spoken word on the whole record, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the music. So I think overall it sounds really cohesive, but I think it was recorded in like 5 studios and over 4 live performances or maybe more than that. Talk about how you work kind of blending the line between live and studio. And I'm not even sure sometimes when I'm listening, is this live? Is this overdubbed? How do you work and why do you work that way?
Well, I've always liked working in technology. So like even if I'm using live stuff for this and that, I in the recorded realm, I do like to be kind of experimental, say. One of the reasons why I like to record live, there's like a feeling in the room when you're performing for other people. there's a certain energy that I like to just capture. And that doesn't mean I'm like trying to make a live record, but I am really trying to capture the moment and then kind of figure out how to piece it all together.
Let's listen to the track Seventh String. And I love this sound because the instruments all seem to sort of float over the beat. I guess when it comes to writing songs, as a percussionist, do you start with the beat and build up from there, or do you start with the harmony, the melody? I mean, what order do you sort of go in?
It depends. A lot of the music I write at the piano first. The song comes first, harmony, melody, and that kind of structure. And then you could take a song, you could put a reggae beat to it, you could put a jazz beat to it, you could put it in 5/4, you can do this and that. But then also sometimes I am also writing in other kind of more technological ways where I might be sampling myself or something that happened. And then it's like, okay, well, how do I put this all together? How do I make it cohesive? And then that becomes like, you know, a hurdle. And the hurdle becomes like a space for me to become creative.
I wanted to ask about another track, The Fours. Like a lot of these tracks do, it sort of starts lush, orchestral. You also about all the odd meters on this album. There's a lot of interesting time signatures, and you've just always got a great groove throughout. How do you sort of find a groove in a weird time signature, or does it just come about naturally?
You know, I came up learning my first like odd meter rhythms from my mother, who does a lot of Eastern European folk music, right?
And as a singer, as music.
A singer and a multi-instrumentalist. She plays different recorders and toured in the group Kalinda out of Hungary. And some of my first gigs with my early band, maybe ninth grade or so, my mom was hiring us to play some like local gigs around town. And she had a lot of music that was in 5 or 7 or 9, you know, but the way my mom was, we didn't count to 7. You played short, short, long, short, short, long, short, short, long, short, short, long. And if you like check out music that's in those rhythms, there are dances associated to them. And so that's a big part of my rhythmic concept, was exploring how rhythm moves people and like explore the different feelings that the time can give us, you know. And like, I think there's something powerful, you know, that we're dealing with when we're dealing with rhythm. That's definitely a conscious thing that I've tried to develop and was at the very root of like a lot of these compositions. Just about everything in this is in an odd meter except for This Place, That Place, which is all about rhythmic displacement.
Craven's been reworking This Place, That Place with live bands for years, and audiences across the US and Europe will get the chance to hear it on his new tour, which kicks off tomorrow. They'll also likely hear this one. It's called Dream Another. The Craven said he started writing Dream Another on the side, not thinking it would make the new album, but that it just felt right. And like a lot of his work, it grew organically into something beautiful.